It's a basic principle of education that we learn from our mistakes, and it's an important part of learning in the medical profession. But new research indicates that doctors in training get fewer opportunities to discuss medical errors than their counterparts who are learning to be surgeons. The study is published in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Dr. Edgar Pierluisi got interested in understanding why medical errors occur when he was training to be a doctor. He says during residency programs, errors in judgment are common, and most residents, including himself, make them.
In one case, a patient complained of a symptom, and I thought that it was one thing, and it turned out to be something else that was very serious, and the patient suffered an injury. I called my team together to discuss it as best we could. But there isn't a residency-wide forum so that that lesson could be shared and learned by other residents who might have made the same mistake.
There were four residents on Pierluisi's team who discussed and learned from the mistake, but 25 or so residents who worked throughout the hospital could have also learned. In a study of medical errors, Pierluisi and colleagues from the San Francisco Veterans Affairs Medical Center compared how often internists and surgeons discussed mistakes in their regular meetings. They looked at residency programs at four Northern California hospitals. They found internal medicine meetings typically relied on guest lecturers, had little audience participation, and only rarely discussed errors head-on. Surgery meetings, says Pierluisi, were different.
When an error caused an adverse event, it was discussed 77% of the time. So almost 80% of the time it was discussed as an error.
3 years ago, the Institute of Medicine estimated as many as 90,000 patients die in hospitals each year because of a mistake. Things like an over or underdose of medication, a bad interaction between medications, failure to properly monitor the patient, or failure of medical equipment. Many hospitals have made changes to try to prevent errors. They've put barcodes on medications to ensure proper doses. Some have put computers by the bedside so notes about patient care are clear and legible. But experts who analyze medical errors say the change that would make the biggest difference is simple: getting doctors to openly discuss errors. Dr. Lee Hilborn directs the UCLA Center for Patient Safety and Quality. He says doctors typically focus on identifying who did it, getting them to admit the mistake, and promise it won't happen again.
Very often what we identify is many of the errors are system errors and not individual errors. While there may be an individual involved, often it's because in part the system has failed the individual.
Sometimes a mistake is clearly the result of poor individual judgment. But even then, Harvard University professor Dr. Lucian Leap says there are also likely problems with the system.
Such as, you know, was the person properly trained? Was the person being asked to do something that was beyond their capabilities? Were they perhaps fatigued and sleepless because they'd been up all night?
UCLA's Dr. Hilborn says the analogy to aviation is useful. For years, aviation has recognized the importance, he says, of not blaming pilots for crises, but for figuring out what went wrong with the system.
Pilots are not allowed to do sunrise turnarounds, that is, fly a red eye, let's say, from Los Angeles to Chicago, turn around and come back, even if it might be within their time period, because aviation has recognized the importance of not being tired and the safety of airline flight. And we need to start to look at, and we're starting to see people specifically look at consequences of fatigue on judgment in medicine.
Discussions that lead to changes in the system, these doctors say, could make all the difference in the world in making doctors more comfortable about admitting and discussing errors and making patient care safer. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.